The world is seemingly a terrible place right now. You can have nightmares, but what we can do is daydream. Daydream for better, you know. Dreaming at night, that's the place to have nightmares. Dreams that your life is shit and all you do is shop in Iceland and buy Vimto cheesecake. You never have a bad daydream, do you? There's no such thing as a bad daydream. Which must teach us something, right? The middle of the night is for our worst thoughts. Because that's not really us, is it? The us in the middle of our night, dreaming while we sleep. The middle of the day, when we're awake, that's for our best thoughts, our best hopes, our best dreams. A daydream happens when there's a lack of stimuli. Now, when there is nothing, we fill the gaps with drifting away and we imagine situations and scenarios that are almost always positive. There's something about being awake, isn't there? That even on our worst days brings hope. You know? Don't get me wrong. Some days you don't want to go on. So you go back to bed, you close your eyes, you wish yourself away. Because you know that as soon as you're awake, you have that annoying little voice inside of you when you daydream. Maybe things will be okay. When they definitely, definitely won't. But it's that annoying voice inside of you nagging you to keep going. Maybe you'll amount to something better than pointless. You probably won't, but you keep going. Maybe the world will be okay. It probably won't, but just keep going. Maybe it's just me, but sometimes I just want to give up everything and just sit on a mountain, eyes closed. But that doesn't work unless you're sleeping, does it? Because you start to daydream and you think, maybe, Nathan, maybe you shouldn't stop. Maybe you should carry on. Maybe it will be okay. Maybe do another 1,000 episodes of this podcast. Maybe something all amazing will happen. Keep going, Nathan. Stay in the game. Stay in the game. Fuck me. When can I ever rest?